President Trump is pulling the United States out of another major international security agreement. This one is the Open Skies Treaty. It was signed in 1992, and it allows unarmed surveillance flights by Russia and the United States over each other's countries. More than 30 other countries are also part of the deal. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with the MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, first of all, what is the significance of this agreement and the U.S. pulling out of it?
Well, many listeners will have heard that old phrase from Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. And so we've had decades of arms control agreements that have served U.S. national security interests in that we've been able to limit the spread of nuclear weapons, limit the number of nuclear weapons, where they're placed, which makes everyone safer. But the way you know that the other party is doing that is through verification. And Open Skies was a confidence-building and verification treaty. The Russians were able to look into Europe and see where we had stuff, and we were able to look into Russia and Eastern Europe and look where they had stuff, so nobody got an itchy trigger finger. So it served us well, but it looks like it may be on its way out.
Well, and President Trump and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, say that Russia has failed to comply with the deal. What are they talking about specifically?
Well, in particular, they have complaints about access to airports at in Georgia. You'll remember that Russia grabbed a piece of Georgia some years ago, and so there are complaints about that. But listen, anyone who's serious, who's been involved with treaties and international agreements for even a day, knows that both parties or any party to a treaty often has complaints about the other party. Sometimes the party's deliberately doing something. Sometimes it's a misunderstanding. But that's why all treaties have dispute mechanisms for resolving the complaints that each side has. And Open Skies has a mechanism for resolving those disputes. And presumably the Russians have complaints about us. But that's just real life. That's what adults do. They deal with their they try to resolve their disagreements. What we've seen, rather, though, that this is part of a record, a tendency on the part of this administration to want to grab your marbles and go home. So Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear agreement, promising all the great things that would come after we pulled out. None of those great things happened. We've pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement. My guess is we are going to pull out of the New START Agreement, which capped the number of nuclear weapons the U.S. and Russia could have. So he is about tearing things down at the same time that he announces plans to build more nuclear weapons and new types of nuclear weapons. That's what he's pursuing.
Well, and big picture, when you talk about all those things that he's torn down or taken us out of, does that make us more safe or less safe?
Oh, I think it makes us less safe. And we sort of see this as a process that's playing out in other areas of government. The president has essentially undermined the national security process. It's sort of broken, you know, empty chairs, acting directors, flunkies who say yes. Same thing with public health, underfunding public health. And then when you have a national crisis, national security crisis, or a pandemic, you're left with a hollowed out government that's unable to respond. Now, if we take decades and decades of rules and institutions that we have carefully built up and then toss them all aside, what's going to happen when there's a nuclear crisis? How are we going to respond? Who will the president blame after the bomb goes off? So this is, again, part of a general tendency. It's sort of like a Jenga tower. You know, you pull out one little square here, no big deal. You know, maybe you pull out Open Skies, the world doesn't fall apart. But when you pull and you pull and you pull at the fabric of these rules and institutions, eventually they'll collapse, and eventually you'll be left standing there to defend yourself by yourself.
Jim, I just want to get your thoughts on two other things. One, the news today, China is expected to enact legislation that would crack down on dissent in Hong Kong, which currently is part of this one country, two systems situation with China. But we've seen those huge protests there against Beijing's efforts to assume more control. What do you make of this?
Well, I wish I could say I was surprised. I think those of us who are old enough to have lived through Tiananmen Square, the protest and the massacre, you know, I've had feelings of dread here for this last year. You hope that the Chinese government would show restraint, and you'd hope that the protesters would know where the lines were and not cross them. But the Chinese, you know, after Xi made himself dictator for life, they're facing a pandemic. They're facing an economic slowdown. The U.S. is pressuring them. There are new questions about Taiwan. This sure looks like the Communist Party is looking to assert control as it enters a tough period.
One more thing. Yesterday, the Senate in this country approved Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe as the new director of national intelligence. It was a party line vote. Democrats questioned his qualifications and his extreme loyalty to President Trump. What do you make of his appointment?
Well, you know, let's remember that the guy was up for nomination before and he was forced to withdraw because both Republicans and Democrats had doubts about him. He had exaggerated and faked part of his record. He had no real experience in the with intelligence. And his colleagues, Republican colleagues on the Intelligence Committee had said as much. He wasn't a very active member. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just another attempt, I think, by the administration to get people in the intelligence community who will tell the president what the president wants to hear. The president, you know, you tell him what you want to hear, he wants to hear, that he already believes to be true. And if you don't tell him that, he calls it fake news and disregards it. And so he slowly, over time, placed people, you know, two times, three times of after replacements, finally has found a set of people that are going to tell him what he wants to hear. And I don't think that's good for the Republic.
Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst. Thank you.
Thank you.